This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's rule.
93.3.
The planet.
Fatboy's back. Fat boy's body. Fat boy's body sucks. Fat boy's fat as
That's a little strong.
Good job, Dan. You didn't use the right word.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
You schmuck.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, he's fat again.
We're about to play a game.
Gained more weight at his way in.
For tickets to see Primus.
Cause he's been eating out till showering down.
Oh, in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
Cause now his gut is getting bigger than a cow.
Get ready to call.
Yeah. Is Fat Boy flexible?
No.
Is he a healthy man? No. Is he sexual?
June 6th.
No.
You know the words. Sing along.
As long as you can see it.
Yeah, it's so blobby. Yeah, fat boy's body. Fat boy's body sucks. Fat boy's fat as sh**.
All right. It's Fat Boy Tuesday, in celebration of, well, if it's Fat Boy Tuesday, we'll call it Farty Gras.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the F's today. Fat Boy, Fat Boy Tuesday, Fat Tuesday. And we have tickets to see Primus. They're going to be performing with Wolf Mother.
That's
you,
right.
You know Wolf Mother.
Yeah, man, they've had some radio hits. They'll be there June 6th at Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater.
Yes, and we have but one pair of tickets to give away right now. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. We need two people to play this game. And I gave you a little hint there that today is all about the F's. Most people don't want to give any. We're giving a bunch of them today.
Yeah,
Fat Tuesday, Fat Boy Tuesday, and this great game. Get ready.
Guess the
live from Studio Inario, a.k.a. the Den of Sin at Intercom Greenville, this is Guess the F Word. Hey, everybody. I'm your host, F. Me Bailey, former attorney, now game show host.
Yep.
Giving away tickets to see Primus, along with Wolf Mother, 6620 in the CLT. Who's going to play today? Fat Boy, who's our contestants?
We've got, on line one, Splashing Blumpkins.
Splashing Blumpkins. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
You really want to go to this?
Heck yeah. I just tell Fat Boy, Primus and Rush are both in my top five favorite bands of all time. So
wow,
I got to go.
Be your ultimate show.
Prog rock fan.
Just off the top of your head, how many F words do you know? Just off the top of your head.
Like all of them.
All of the F words. Okay. All right. Fat Boy, contestant number two.
Chris!
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Chris, Fatboy was supposed to ask you where you're calling from. Where are you calling from, Chris?
Easily.
Well, Fatboy, of all places, that's your spot.
I know if he's easily proper. If he's Rand or Powdersville, he's not easily, and that don't count.
Okay. Blumpkins, I know you know how to play Guess the F-Word. Chris, have you heard us play Guess the F-Word before?
Yeah, I've won it before, so hopefully I can do it again.
Okay. So I'll give you an example. Nine, for instance, if I said, Fatboy doesn't have any of these F-Words.
Guess the F-Word!
Friends.
Well, we would accept that. We're looking for feelings, though. Feelings.
Okay.
Feelings or friends. We would accept both of those. Okay. All right. Guess the F-Word. Best of five wins the tickets to see Primus and Wolf Mother June 6th in Charlotte. Here we go. Round one.
Guess the F-Word.
This F-Word means disgustingly dirty or obscene.
Blumpkins, Chris.
Judge Jimmy? Blumpkins first?
Yeah.
Blumpkins.
Filthy.
Filthy is correct. Give him a point. A point on the board for Blumpkins. Filthy. Disgustingly dirty. Or obscene.
Filthy. Filthy animal.
Turn it, Phil. It's filthy.
That's my name, Mary.
Not like that. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Shh. Okay.
You can't hear it.
I can't hear it. All right. That means as P1 splashing Blumpkins 1 to Chris is nothing as we move into round 2 of...
Guess the F-Word!
This F-Word is a way to drink a beer fast or a type of cake.
Blumpkins.
Chris.
What is funnel?
It is funnel. And this isn't Jeopardy. No need to put it in the form of a question, but we appreciate your manners.
What is funnel?
What is funnel?
Sure you guys want to answer so fast?
What do you mean?
Maybe think about it for a little bit?
Maybe make it a more fun game? Who knows? Can we put Blumpkins on an 18-second delay just to progress the game a little further?
Bump him back a sec. Yeah, let Chris get in.
Blumpkins, drop your phone the minute I say the round and then give Chris a chance.
Blumpkins is a fierce competitor.
All right, here we go. Round 3.
Guess the F-Word!
This F-Word means to stroke or caress lovingly or erotically.
Blumpkins.
Dick.
What is fondle?
I should say no because you put it in the form of a question, but it is fondle. God bless America.
I told you, he's a fierce competitor.
He's
drop
committed.
One of these.
He doesn't care if we have to do headlines for 40 minutes.
Well, look, I mean, sometimes I'll give people a chance. I'll even give away tickets at the end of the game, but, I mean, this is something I really want, so I had to go all out.
How confident are you,
Blumpkins? I can understand that.
Too.
Blumpkins, would you pull it all on the line for one more?
Absolutely not. I already won the game.
Okay. I'm just trying to...
Did he already win?
I don't blame him.
3 of 5, yeah.
We got to make it longer.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I really wanted to go, but...
Blumpkins, what would it take for you to take Chris with you to the show?
Dude, I already told P1 Roach Smoker that he's going, so...
Okay. Very good.
Can't do it this time.
Well, Chris, I'm sorry that Blumpkins is so good at F-words. He said he knew them all.
Yeah.
He really did.
He's way faster than I am.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hold on.
Way to let the town down, Chris.
Chris, we'll say goodbye to you. P1 Splashin' Blumpkins, a guy who's played and won many, many of our games. He's our Ken Jennings. Stink Martindale, is your voice okay to tell him what he won?
That'll work.
Well, go ahead.
Well, congratulations, P1 Splashing Blumpkins. You're going to see Primus live at Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater on June 6th.
Congratulations to you, sir.
Holy S.
Okay.
I'm so happy. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome. Hold on. And, well, we actually know your information. Actually,
I can tell you where you live. I can drive to your house with my eyes closed.
That's creepy.
Oh, Lord. What do you think? I was thinking about this. I was listening on the way in to whatever game we played yesterday on
the
rewind. What the flick?
Yeah, we got to have, this is the week of perfect performances in games.
What do you think about, in lieu of Stink Martindale, What about if all the games, all the prizes are awarded by the dadgum devil?
That'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Stink Martindale, you're fired. We have a new prize announcer, and his name is the dadgum devil.
Not this week, though.
Okay, Stink, you get through Friday.
Thank you.
At least.
I typed Splash and Blumpkin's name in, and it goes, really? Again?
You want to play? I got two more if you want to play just for fun.
Yeah,
whoever wins can buy me lunch. Okay, here we go.
Guess the F word!
Some people call it a lie. Matt Mann's grandma called it this F word.
Nine? Fib.
Fib is correct.
You get to buy him lunch.
You're tricked.
Wait a minute. You can tie it. I have two others.
Oh, all right.
Bonus round.
Guess the F word!
Mr. Leghorn's first name.
Fat boy. What is Foghorn?
And you didn't have to put it in the form of a question, but yes, it was. Then you can go in Havers and buy me lunch. Yeah. You can go in Dutch on my lunch.
I got your pancakes. Congratulations.
You're good to go, Splash and Blumpkin, so I don't have to talk to you now.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Congratulations to the Blumpkins.
And you don't have to play any more games till you go to that Primus show.
For real. That was what the flick yesterday. P1 Family Girl went 5 for 5 in the fastest, most perfect round.
Perfect score. First time ever in What the Flick. Somebody got a perfect score.
We should start a P1 Game Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and once you're in it, you can't play.
No, Al. We'd say goodbye to the Clardies, the horses,
Slappies.
The Slappies, the whole family's gone.
Yeah. All right.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, a guy was arrested for going table to table at an IHOP. I'll tell you what he did next in your Rise Guys headlines. It was a service that nobody wanted.
It was a service that no one wanted. Another memorial for Kobe. Who knows? We'll find out what it is next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
All right, let's do this. Let's talk about a Florida man. This happened in Clearwater, Florida. A guy, the people at this IHOP got a call around 3 a.m. on Saturday about a 24-year-old guy by the name of Alan Ibanez. And apparently, Alan decided to walk into this IHOP and started going table to table, offering to show his junk and showing condoms, too.
Showing condoms?
Condoms. Yeah. So he wouldn't leave when the staff told him to. So, of course, he was arrested for disorderly conduct. He was in jail for 11 hours before the cops let him out. Then 2 hours later, he was arrested for stealing 2 donuts from a gas station.
On National Pancake Day Eve, he would do such.
He did.
Mm.
He should be reported to the Batter Business Bureau.
Well played, my friend. He ate one of the donuts, then tried to use another one to bribe the cops because he said, quote, all cops love donuts, end quote.
I was hoping they'd say which one it was. I got to go to one when I was down there. I'm like, man, I hope it was the one I went to because that was real small and everybody would have seen them all at one time.
Yeah.
It's hard to beat, man. I mean, I wouldn't let it distract me. That's how good that food is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about junk.
Well, either one he probably meant. Here's a question for you. Something I went through over the last 72 hours or so. If you have to go to the bathroom and you stop at a business and you're stopping there just to use the bathroom, do you go in and just use the bathroom or do you feel some kind of patronage involved that you should buy something?
No, I go in just to use it, and then I say, you're lucky I came in here to do it.
Okay.
I could have went outside.
All right. I had to do that the other day. I had to stop somewhere I normally don't stop, and I was like, God bless it. Because the bathroom's literally right by the door. So it's not a big, front area. So they would see me literally go in the bathroom and, So I bought a box of Munchkins,
There's over 140 IHOPs in Florida, fat boy. But to Clearwater. Answer your question, Matt,
not that many in Clearwater.
Yeah. If
I only go to the IHOP on Cox,
that's the best one. Dick's too. Uh-huh. But the and Five Guys. But
you hop on Five Guys?
Okay, wow. No, Five Guys on Cox. Oh, I'm not Gastonia.
Back to the thing about the bathroom.
Yeah, no. It depends on it. Like, do I do a lot of business there? Because last week I stopped by the Wendy's in Moonville just to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
How many times have I been there to get food and not gone to the bathroom? I'm fine to go in there and use the bathroom and not get food.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if anybody said anything, I'd be like, I come here a lot to get food and not go to the bathroom.
So what if I just sneezed and I snotted? Am I okay to go in there and get a Kleenex and wipe my nose and throw it away and then go get my car and leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not unless you buy a Baconator.
What about if I went in before, ordered chili, but didn't get a spoon? I've got chili from a competitor and I need a spoon. Can I go in Chili's and get a Wendy's?
Ooh. You know what I mean? I think so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
You ever had the Chili's from Chili's?
No, never.
I don't know if they have it.
I don't know. Yeah.
How do they not? They're always about
they
baby bags.
They need to. They need to. You know.
How are you going
to
be Chili's and you don't have chili?
Have different kind of chili.
Now, here you go, fat boy. There's only one IHOP in Clearwater.
That's the one.
That's the one you went to.
Oh, right there on the beach.
All right, then.
I should have done that.
You could have seen this dude naked.
Now we go to Norcross, Georgia for our next story where a manager is arrested for throwing a live sex contest. She thought it was a good idea to have a Kama Sutra sex contest.
Yeah.
I can't.
What's the contest? Break the seal?
Thrilling. Well, no. She's a 32-year-old woman named Lizette, and she manages a bar called Chiquita's Lounge in Norcross, Georgia.
We're going to go get bananas at Chiquita's tonight.
So on Valentine's Day, she had a special little contest, the Kama Sutra sex contest. So basically what the whole contest was is she put a bed on the dance floor and promised $500 to the couple that demonstrated the best sex act.
This wasn't that far fetched from the Big O contest from way back when.
Oh, yeah.
That was at a bar.
This was at a bar.
Well, yes, it was one.
Yeah.
We did this was many, many, many moons ago. We had a contest at a bar, and it was called the Best O contest.
Sound like you're getting one.
And it was, you know, I think we allowed men and women to both participate, but it was mainly just women. And they'd go up on stage on a live mic. Instead of doing karaoke, they would fake an orgasm.
It was for the ladies, yeah.
That's all a great idea.
Well, at one point, I went outside with Nine. He was smoking. We walked back in. I thought a yodeling contest was going on.
Sounded like it. Remember the one time the two girls went back there together? Because you could see they had a silhouette, like a white sheet put up on a frame.
Yeah.
And they'd go back there with a light behind them so you could see a silhouette. And you could see them back there, like, you know, doing some things with one another behind the screen.
It's my turn now. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So according to the story, the contest was promoted on radio and flyers were made about this whole thing that was going to happen. And then at 1:55, that's when it went down. And some of the couples were simulating with their clothes on while others were demonstrating sex. And some of the couples got nude. And the manager did participate. So she was arrested.
It's on Jimmy Carter Boulevard. Hey, everybody.
She violated two ordinances, providing entertainment that features nudity and promoting a contest, encouraging people to engage in sexual activity.
Hmm. Man. I guess you should sign a waiver, right? If they're cool with it, then I guess have it. It's a bar, man. Have some fun.
Let me ask you this. You know, I've never been to a bachelorette party, one that had, like, let's say, a dancing bear. Does that happen in real life where a bachelorette party is taking place? They hire an exotic male dancer, and he comes in and starts going to town?
Yeah. Why do you think women go to the redneck women go to these, you know, male reviews at their local redneck bar?
Yeah, well, it used to come to Characters all the time.
They still come
around.
What
was it called? Chippendales. Yeah. Jesus Christmas. How did I forget Chippendales?
Yeah. I mean, those things still come around.
These women are foaming at the mouth to hook up with them.
But you know what I always heard about?
Foaming other places.
I heard about male exotic dancers is that most of them were gay.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know.
But they're usually
I've
not.
I've been to a bunch of bachelorette parties, and none of that stuff ever happened. Bachelor parties. None of that ever happened.
It's like, you know.
We killed a donkey, though.
It's the grinding. It's not actually having sex. So they're basically dancing. Very seductively.
That's what I'm saying. I realize that happens. I'm saying actual sex, what we're talking about.
They're not ripped up dudes. They're like redneck hot guys with the tribal tattoos, and they're not ripped. They're just skinny, and they got like caved in chests.
Well, see, that's the thing. Women aren't as into unattainable men as men are into unattainable women.
Right.
Yes. And they got the hair that is just wet, but it's like kind of split where it looks like you got like big snakes coming off your head.
Yeah.
Dancing Bear's right. They're going to town.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, you know, any just regular old pudgy, out of shape, pale, hairy, unkempt dude, me, fat boy, would think, you know, he's got a chance with like Wonder Woman. But, you know, women aren't like that.
Mm-mm.
Women don't think that the unattainable is attainable the way men do.
These are also the same women that think boobs are wallets, and they'll put their money in there, and then the dude's got to get out a sweaty $3 bill or whatever they carry to tip him, and he puts it in his little waistband.
Yeah.
While he shakes it in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why y'all go out 20 in or deep.
Where does the guy put the money?
I guess on the side, right?
He tucks it under.
Okay.
His ball? His area?
I think so, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. You got to stuff the coin slot.
Yeah.
I'm going to be prison wallet. I may change for a 10.
Put it in your G-string.
I may be wrong about a few of these. I don't know.
You probably are. Let me ask you a personal.
I love when they come to town because women on Facebook get excited.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, they do.
They get going. Oh, girl, we going.
But it's an act. You know, you don't know. They can dance really, really well, but they're not going to go home with you. Probably not. I don't know. Maybe they will.
Book it, girl. Friday night, two fingers in the tongue emoji. We're going to have some fun. Tell your man you're going to stay out late. We're going to watch him swing tonight.
All right.
I could be wrong about a few of these. I don't know.
Thanks.
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever clean your phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should, because it is covered in bacteria. And especially, just think of where you put it during the day when you know, on the counter.
Where do male strippers put their cell phones during performances?
That's a good question.
You figure it out.
In their pockets.
A flop phone.
Have you seen the Chete?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Your phone ring.
That's awful.
That's what you hear after the phone, it falls out.
Bernie Sanders.
All right, so according to this study, 14% of the people say they never clean their phone. I couldn't imagine. I would just text and never talk on that phone then.
You wipe it down, I guess.
Yeah, clean it up.
Sanitize it. Get rid of the germs.
I'm not going to spray something on it.
You have an OtterBox when you're a fat boy?
Hell yeah.
How often do you take it off and clean it?
You know what? Like, I'll take it off and kind of wipe it and kind of look at it because it don't have any scratches on it.
If you take it off and pull it off, dude, you will see film on there residue that you don't know the likes of where the hell it came from.
Dude, every now and then I wash my OtterBox in the sink like dishes.
No. They're dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know where this hair came from. Yeah, there's a few things back here.
But you think about it, like how many different areas this thing sits on, how many different, you know, like, toilet paper dispensers you've laid it on sideways.
Well, I'm nervous with this thing being out of the box, man.
You got the 11
careful.
Or 12.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God. Look at this wallpaper.
This is a hot chick with big knockers.
No, I can't see what it is. What is it?
It's Clemson Tiger.
Oh. That's so precious.
It's a hot male stripper.
Every once in a while, we think you're a terrible person, but then we see that. And then we fall back in love with you again.
Is that Dancing Bear? Oh, no. He's on the Radiothon website.
I didn't pay for that site of yours.
They got a bear, too, buddy.
All right. Well, lastly, I want to go quick because we're probably running out of time. Doctors have a stern warning for you. Not to follow an internet hemorrhoid cure involving potatoes. Listen up. This is important because you may think that putting frozen potatoes inside that area can help you out, but
who the hell thinks that?
Some people are doing that, and
truffle fries.
You know, if you see things on, I guess Pinterest or YouTube, and you think, "Oh man, that's an at-home remedy. I'm gonna do that."
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this because it's not good. Because you could have negative side effects by putting food up there.
Well, how in the hell do people think that? How'd this come to be?
Well, someone just had this idea that maybe it was like something that their mama said, because raw potatoes are acidic and they can relieve pain when it's in a frozen state. It may constrict the blood vessels in that area and help with your itching or whatever your problem is, right?
Man.
Well, they don't want you to do that because it could cause some problems, because, you know, it's not something that you want to put up there at all.
Well, yeah.
Only put something that they, you know, some kind of cream or ointment that won't cause any problems.
You know, here's my question. I'm going to try to keep this as Mark Hendricks friendly as possible. Was it to put an entire potato? Or are we talking about like maybe like a Texas fry?
Yeah, could you do like a steak fry?
Yeah, yeah.
Crinkle
yeah,
cut work?
Yeah, that might be Ooh. Better than
rib for your pleasure.
I don't see the whole potato helping you in that situation. It could cause more pain.
Curly fry would be weird.
You'd be better off using some type of cream.
Is this just regular potatoes or sweet potatoes too?
I think what it was saying is just the regular potatoes would be used as some sort of astringent to decrease the swelling in that area.
Yeah, I'd put a waffle fry sideways.
So you would insert it and leave it for 30 seconds and make sure it's cold.
No.
There you go. Don't do that. It's not going to help you.
It wouldn't come out cold.
No.
It's not going to help you.
Twice baked.
Plus, I'd forget where it came from and pick it up.
Quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, it would.
Fat boy's like, oh, look, there's an extra fry in the bottom of the bag.
Oh, congratulations.
Grab a bunch of potato sticks and just,
How weird, an onion ring. I didn't order this.
The bonus onion ring, yeah.
Oh, it's time to change the batter.
Oh, man.
This one's a little pungent.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not a good idea to do that.
No.
You shouldn't have to tell anybody that, right? Don't stick a potato up there.
These days you do.
Well, this is 2020, and yes, you do.
I
use Tide Pods for mine.
Yeah.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Don't eat them, though.
You snort a condom, that'll help, too.
Mm-hmm. Keep you from getting pregnant.
None of that's true. None of that is true. Don't do it.
No, it's not going to work in that area.
Tater wedges. Like the big ones you get from Dodge's?
Oh, man, JoJo's?
Hell yeah.
Love JoJo's.
There you
JoJo's
go.
JoJo's are good. But not there.
No.
No JoJo's in the boho.
That could cause pain or discomfort instead of, you know, relieving your discomfort. Yeah. All right. Well, there's a 44-year-old guy named Johnny Burns in Midtown, Tennessee, and on Friday he went into a McDonald's and asked for a cup of water. Well, cashier told him it's usually 32 cents to cover the cost of the cup, but their system was down, so he'd give it to him for free, and for some reason, that made this guy very upset.
That they actually charged, or that they didn't charge him?
That she was going to give it to him for free, so he tried to get her to take $100 bill for the water. She wouldn't take it, so he hit her.
What?
And then hit another female employee that tried to stop him, and he was arrested for 2 counts of assault, all over free water, and all over. I'm not charging him $100.
Was he on drugs? I mean, that's my first thought. I mean, what?
He wanted to pay $100 for a cup of water, and they wouldn't let him, and he hit him.
I don't know what do you say to that?
It's like the thing where, you know, charge me for a drink so I can tip you, mm-hmm. and then the servers can't really figure out how to do that.
Well, it's like, you know, my mama, God bless her, she, you know, like if... Sometimes I went by and picked up medicine for Ingles or, you know, hey baby, we go by and they're calling for snow. We go get me some milk, whatever. And then I'll go over there and she'll like hand me a $10 bill. Say, you don't have to give it to me. And then she'll come over there and hug me on the neck and try to slide it in my, like, here's your $10 bill. And then, you know, like,
what's she tugging your waist?
She'll cause a distraction and you go out to your car and it'll be on the windshield wiper. Like, she won't let you get one over on her in that way.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like that. I don't want to say boomer mentality, but God bless, it is.
Well, he may have really needed change for that $100 to buy drugs.
That could be it, because I was looking through the report, and they found possession of drug paraphernalia, but you asked if he was on something. I never found anything that he was on any sort of medication or some kind of illegal substance.
He was on them butt taters.
Hog. That's what he is.
I don't know.
When my dad drove a taxi, I saw him a few times go through a drive-thru and order like small fries, small Coke or something, give him $100 to get like $99 change back.
Yeah.
So he'd have change for his rides all day.
Now they'll tell you, you know, not over 50.
Yeah, my dad started that.
Can't break over 50. Or a manager does not have access to the safe. Okay.
Remember the time Fat Boy took a fake $100 bill?
Oh, yeah.
When he did the pen on it and yeah. he was just using a regular highlighter?
That's sad. He lost a job over that at the dollar store.
I wasn't. Aww. I'm not laughing. I just asked you if you remembered.
You were laughing when you asked.
Oh, no.
I know, man. It was a highlighter.
Hurtful.
Damn. I was in a questionable neighborhood, too, to where that would have been passed like every other store that exists.
And that was, what, 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah. God, it's been a while, man. Let's try to go back.
Yeah.
We'll see if they want to hire me back.
Oh.
Yeah, probably by now you'd be good.
You can retrain.
You learned your lesson.
Go to another store. All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, we're going to conclude Fat Boy Tuesday with a big celebration next. Get ready to win some free beads right after this. Not Mardi Gras beads either.
Oh, no.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. It is, man, it's only 9:46, Fat Boy.
Yeah, I know, man. We got some stuff we got to take care of. You don't get out a little early, don't you?
Yeah, we can get out a little early. That's we can awesome. Get out a minute or two early today.
They're not going to make us stay late.
I don't know where Matt went.
I think he had a call to take care of.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I don't think he expected us to be back as soon. Well, clearly, he'd have been in here if he did.
Yeah, I don't know if he was aware of what was going on.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. I don't think so.
That's
we'll
cool.
wait for him, though, because, you know, he want to wrap up. Here he is. We found him.
Oh, there you go.
Got him.
Got him.
Fat Boy played a prank on you. Came back early.
I got you. I didn't sell that last stop set. Just messed with you.
You didn't do it?
Heck no.
I'll be that blame. Congratulations to you and to and thanks to everyone who called, Facebook, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that stuff. And happy Fat Boy Tuesday.
I hope you get to celebrate, get you some beads. Like Matt said, we're going to give away some beads, right?
Now, I was just joking, Jim.
Oh, okay. Okay. My bad.
But I'll tell you, as we say goodbye to Fat Boy Tuesday, tomorrow continues my rejoin week. So tomorrow is Hash Wednesday.
Oh, I love it.
Beautiful.
So obviously, all songs about barbecue. Not a nine in his love for marijuana. Also, tomorrow, Truth and Consequences will re-premiere that, as well as a brand new Brutally Honest Music Review. So don't forget your noisemakers.
Couple bizans. I'm about to hit up today.
A couple bands that will be on and getting their music played for the first time on the radio. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat Boy, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed Fat Tuesday. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
A 93-minute rock block kicks off next. A 93.3 The Planet.
Bye.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.